Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. At first listen, you might think that's a recording of a typical kickboxing class led by an instructor in a studio. Well, it is a class, but there is no instructor present. Instead, participants use immersive virtual reality technology.
The class is taking place at Balance Fitness in Whitefish Bay, which has partnered with a Milwaukee firm called Surround Fit and Wellness. Participants at Balance Fitness choose from a variety of immersive experiences they see on a screen.
The content ranges from kickboxing to yoga, tai chi, and cycling in Hawaii, and it emerged from the virtual reality lab at Marquette University. Members of the school's employee wellness community have used it for more than 2 years.
For our monthly Fit for You feature, Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski tried a few of these classes, but first spoke with John Ladisa, Surround Fit and Wellness's Chief Innovation Officer, and with Garrett Stangle, Health and Performance Coach and owner of Balance Fitness. Ladisa starts by explaining the concept of virtual workouts.
Immersive fitness is like regular fitness, just kind of going an extra step. So instead of running a cycling class, perhaps in Whitefish Bay in February in the snow, you'll be riding through a Hawaiian roadside, synchronized, going up a hill with the instructor telling us to go up a hill, or we might be doing yoga on a beach, oceanside in Florida before a sunset or a sunrise, in contrast to doing it in the rain, which we might be experiencing tomorrow here in Wisconsin.
Where the participants are also going to be guided through meditations and visualizations and imagery, the images are provided to help guide them through that as well. When the yoga instructor says, you know, you're reaching down into the floor like you're like roots of a tree, you've got imagery of trees that are, you know, growing up there in the backdrop in front of you, so that you have just another layer of connection.
Now, and John, you've been using this technology at Marquette for a couple years. So how did this particular form develop to make it translatable to a fitness environment?
We talk a lot about translating research ideas in the academic environment. And so what that just means is kind of taking the next step. And the next step for this was to get it out into the public. And so, you know, we talked about creating a startup like academics often do, and you know, we're fortunate to work with the university to do that. That segued into eventually Garrett and I meeting for this particular partnership.
You mentioned this is stemming off of research. So what was your initial goal with research in virtual reality?
Initially, we did this in this lab at Marquette. We call the Marquette Visualization Lab. It's a $1.5 million visualization lab with 3D glasses in the whole nine yards. Since it was pretty costly for us to build and maintain, we started thinking about, well, you know, what else could we do in here that would have an impact? And one of the things that came out through our employee wellness program that I was taking classes in was immersive fitness. And so it started with cycling and then snowballed into these additional offerings.
So to explain to our listeners, what is the setup here? How big is the screen? And we have four projectors. So what components are brought together for this?
Sure. So in Garrett's particular case, we came and looked at the space. He had about 16 by 11 feet of wall space that was unused. And so all of the equipment you see in here was basically created by Surround Fit and Wellness. So we buy all the raw materials, make the screens custom, and then put together a series of projectors to create the high-resolution image. So we have a curved screen that's about 18 feet wide and about 8 feet tall. And then we're projecting upon that about 4K resolution, which is roughly 4,000 pixels in the width and roughly 2,000 pixels in the vertical, whatever imagery we want to show for a given exercise. And that, as Garrett said, that's all synchronized to a virtual instructor that's guiding us with words and then also imagery to help us feel immersed or surrounded in the event, take us somewhere beyond where we are physically presently.
Now, Garrett, in this room, we have plenty of things set up for your regular gym utilization and for group classes, training. So how does this engage your participants differently compared to your traditional group exercise classes that you might hold here in this room?
We are a very small boutique gym. So the work that we do is usually either one-on-one with our members or in small groups. Our small group offerings right now are limited to the availability of our staff. I'm the primary instructor for most of our hours, and I teach about 8 classes a week or so. that's about the extent of my ability to offer. So we do metabolic conditioning classes and we do strength classes and we offer those throughout the week. But there's a lot of other times available in our schedule that I just can't physically be present to provide. So the partnership with Surround Fit and Wellness gives us the opportunity to offer another 25 hours this, you know, in each week to bring more, not just more content, but even different content than what I am trained to provide.
You mentioned you have limited availability and also physical capability mm-hmm. to teach people throughout the whole day. And the main point of this is that you can run it instructor-less, but do you think this is a disadvantage at all? You know, gym is a place where people typically think you come to meet trainers and you have that one-on-one interaction. So is this another aspect of technology taking away jobs?
I don't think it is. I think, you know, for the instructor who wants to create a better experience for the member, for the, you know, the exerciser, now we can layer in some of that visual imagery on top of classes that we can already provide. Beyond that, we can access some of those users who might prefer a more solitary workout. They might prefer to be on the exercise bike in front of the television. You know, we can still reach them now in a different way by offering, again, something that just isn't available in that home setting.
So maybe take away some of the apprehensiveness of coming into a gym, trying something new.
And we're still a small gym. So, you know, some of the concerns and some of the apprehensions that exist have already been squelched a bit by us being a small space, very personalized services. But yet this allows them to be able to get more from us and us to offer more to them. And again, hopefully, you know, it develops into more opportunities that our members now see it as a leveraging tool for their companies. And
what do you think of this as a trainer? Has any of your other training staff here tried this out?
So far, it's just been me.
Okay.
So far, it's just been me. But I love it. I spoke with John about, you know, being at a rock concert and seeing just the way that lights are playing, the music is playing, and the way the performers are just playing with the crowd mm-hmm. with the use of some of those added modalities. We do it with voice inflections, we do it with games that we're playing with, you know, counting reps or timing movements or, you know, adding in new challenging exercises. But this really does add another dimension that we can provide. And I've also, you know, seen time and time again my members saying, oh, it would be great if we had kickboxing, it'd be great if we did this. And I don't want to have to send them down the street and say, well, you know, let's go down to another gym and you'll get that there. Mm-hmm. We can provide that here, and it's still under our brand, it's still under our umbrella, it's still under my careful watch as far as, you know, coaching them as their trainer and as their coach.
Now, how did you guys put these together? You have a big range of yoga, tai chi, kickboxing, cycling, a whole variety of things. So how did you find, was it finding the trainers to record these videos, and then in addition, the background images? How are these put together?
We usually start with, you know, what could benefit from an immersive approach, and then kind of go out and find the trainers. We want to be kind of in the boutique specialty health and wellness side of things, and you know, whether that be like we have here with Balance Fitness or in the corporate environment as well. So, you know, we're really focused on that angle. And so that led to a few things, the virtual instruction through the Tai Chi or whether it be the yoga, you know, those were the ones that kind of jumped through. But also some things just wouldn't work, right? A kettlebell type exercise maybe wouldn't work or something like that. So, you know, if someone stands there and is doing an exercise that they could do another way, it's just going to be a gimmick, and we don't want it to be a gimmick. So it really evolves from, you know, the basic question, and this is one that we field all the time in the lab, is what are you gaining from the immersive experience? And if the answer is, well, I'm not sure, or not much, then we move along to a different exercise or a different, you know, different project or something like that.
We just did a little bit of Tai Chi and yoga, and I noticed that the instructors in the video have a big shadow overcast, so you don't really see too many defining features of their face or their bodies. Was this intentional, and what's the goal of that?
That was intentional. I would say, just like Balance, our instructors are our partners, so we don't want to put them out of business. If anything, you know, we have, in all honesty, instructors have said, you know, this is my art, I don't want to record it and put it, you know, out there to be used, you know, forever, potentially. And that's a totally legitimate feeling. But the other side of it is, like Garrett said, you can only be one place at one time, right? So by now, these instructors that have worked with us, now they can be shown multiple times, and we start the beginning and the end of the session might say, now go check out this instructor live at their event coming up next week. So we are driving that business, you know, back to the instructor. That being said, we don't want a user to focus too much on the instructor. We want it to be introspective and focus on the self. We don't want people to be worrying about, you know, it's done in a dark environment. We don't want them to have to worry about, well, what's my neighbor doing? What does my instructor look like? Everyone's on a different, you know, path in their fitness journey. And so by having the silhouette on the screen rather than the instructor, whatever he or she may look like, it's more introspective than that.
And Garrett, what do you hope to accomplish by being the first gym to integrate this into your everyday formats?
My end goal is to help more people reach fitness, find new ways to move or different ways to move. We have a great population of people, a great community of members already here that I want to be able to add more value for them. I hope that we see more people come through and find the immersive technology as an interesting hook for them to come in and do it, and then to build community with the people that they're sharing that space with. And, you know, to see companies and other places even see this as a real win for their corporate wellness programs, and to be able to plug this into their facilities and now reach their populations.
And how do you see this growing, either as, you know, Surround Fit and Wellness, or as a way for Marquette to go forward and also make new startups in the future, even if it's not fitness centered, in virtual reality labs?
So from the Marquette perspective, I mean, we've tackled a few things that, you know, were a little bit different for this, right? We secured a license and, you know, figured out the details of that were mutually beneficial. There's copyright aspects that we've been dealing with, you know, as recently as yesterday, you know, making sure things were locked up there. So, you know, I think any experience that Marquette garners from that, I think helps with obviously the next time they do that, and they're doing more and more tech transfer all the time. So we've gotten to know, you know, folks in legal and tech transfer quite well, and they've been extremely supportive with this venture. For Surround Fit and Wellness, this helps us to have a public, through this partnership, a public-facing option, right? So, you know, as we call companies and we, you know, try to get in the door, we get three basically common questions. You know, one is, where are you currently? Well, now we're partnering with Balanced Fitness and who have a very similar mindset. We have as you can probably tell, our goals are very much aligned. The other question is, how big is it, right? So again, Garrett had 15 by 10 square, you know, feet of wall space. That's not a lot, and we made it work. And then the other one is obviously, you know, cost. So by having, you know, each one of these case studies, you know, we can kind of knock down those and, you know, provide examples to combat those. And hopefully, like Garrett said, you know, just try and help people be more healthy when they're running all the other busy things they need to do in their life.
Well, John and Garrett, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to speak with me, and I can't wait to try out more classes.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
John Ladisa is the Chief Innovation Officer with Milwaukee-based Surround Fit and Wellness, and Garrett Stangle is a health and performance coach and the owner of Balance Fitness in Whitefish Bay. It's a fitness center that offers both virtual and traditional gym training. For more information and photos, you can go to wuwm.com.